all I wanted was if I could have my own place and make the same amount of money that I was making in the hospital, or maybe just like a little bit more, I'd be totally cool.
I bet it'd be safe to say that you're probably making a little bit more money in cosmetic medicine than you were in hospital nursing. Would that be accurate?
just a little bit.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Louis, the Laser Guy, exploring journeys in medical aesthetics with doctors and nurses and estheticians and career changers with injections like Botox and fillers and cosmetic lasers. Today, we've got a gentleman named Charles who owns Glow Med Spa in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Charles, when I met you, were you just getting into the cosmetic injection world? Had you been doing it for a little while? I can't remember.
No, it was brand new, man. It was brand new. The whole reason I got into it is I was working in the hospital. I was just burnt out, man, like most nurses nowadays. So I kind of found myself at that kind of crossroads. My friend turned me on. She said, hey, go, you know, check out National Laser Institute. They're fantastic. And then that's when I met you.
Major life changer. So you're an RN, is that correct?
Yeah.
So how long have you been an RN for?
21 years.
Wow. And so what kind of hospital or doctor stuff were you doing over the years before cosmetic medicine?
I spent a good majority of probably like over 15 years just in critical care. So I did critical care, like open heart. So like CDICU. But I spent most of my time like general ICU, transplant, trauma. Trauma was the last place that I was.
So when you took the course at National Laser, did you learn injections with us? You did technology? I can't remember what you took.
Just injections, okay. But I did the basic and then the advanced as well.
Okay. And was your plan at that moment in time just to get in the industry, get a job and see how it goes? Or was your plan from day one, I'm going to be an entrepreneur and have my own business one day?
All I wanted was if I could have my own place and make the same amount of money that I was making in the hospital, or maybe just like a little bit more, I'd be totally cool.
I bet it'd be safe to say that you're probably making a little bit more money in cosmetic medicine than you were in hospital nursing. Would that be accurate?
just a little bit.
Do you remember the very first patient you ever injected after you took the course? were you shaking? And did you even tell them?
I was like, oh, okay, hold still.
A friend or family member? Do you even remember?
It was some friends back from like high school. And so the funny thing is, so they knew that I just graduated from learning how to do injections, and so I think they knew they could take advantage of me and get really cheap Botox.
So you always were the entrepreneur then in this venture. You never worked for somebody else for a few months.
No, never, man, never. A lot of it is just, you know what, having the passion, the drive, getting out there, hitting the streets, man. I mean, I literally started in a room that was like 10 by 10, right?
Right.
And I would have people in the morning and I have some in the afternoon. I'd leave, I'd go to the gym. But in between that though too, I also had like flyers and I would not let a minute go by. Like I would not waste 1 minute of the day. If I had downtime, I'd like take a bag full of flyers and I'd go and shove them on cars and all this stuff. I mean, talk about like, it's sort of like guerrilla marketing, but man, I was like, hey, you know what? I can either sit on my ass for 2 hours or I can be out there and like hustle, man. And
how long do you think it took you from the day you opened your doors till you were busy to like, wow, my books are filled up for the next 2 weeks or 4 weeks? Did that take like a year or 3 years? How long did it take for you actually said, wow, I'm always busy, you know?
I'm gonna be honest, man. The first year it was a little rough because I was starting my business and then I was still working in the hospital. So I was like exhausted. But it took me probably a good like year and a half to kind of start to build up my clientele.
Let's say you had to walk away from every single procedure that you do and you could only do two things. What two things would you do?
There are two things that I absolutely love. Lips. The other thing is too, and you know how you say, carve out that thing and make it yours. Tear troughs. Dude, I've literally made, that's my thing. I mean, I do tear troughs all day long.
Very cool. Yeah. So for nurses out there that are in your world, whether they're RNs, male or female, that are checking out this crazy world of medical aesthetics, maybe they're in Alaska or Hawaii or Arizona, how would you suggest that they baby step into it so they don't, you know, take this huge risk and, oh my God, if it takes too long to make money, I'm screwed. I mean, would you suggest to kind of keep a couple of shifts at the hospital and work 1 or 2 days a week injections? Or how would you guide them?
Well, that's exactly what I did. So when I started my business, I was working night shifts at the hospital. So what I would do is I'd open up a little section in the morning and a little section in the afternoon. So what I would do, I'd work all night and then I'd come into my office at like 7:30 in the morning. I'd see maybe like 3 or 4 people. I'd go home, I'd sleep for 4 hours and I'd get back up and I'd come and see 3 or 4 more people. And then I'd go back to the hospital and work all night again. But here's the thing, man, is like, honestly, you have to either, you just have to be all in, man. You have to just commit to it. And you have to put all your energy into it, because honestly, you can't go in half-assed and like expect that you're going to make $1 million, because it's just not going to happen. I mean, you know, you have to, one, get over your fears, because your fear is what's holding you back. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, I would go and I'd get certified, but it's so expensive. I'm just hearing excuses that honestly, I'm just like, you got to like get over that fear and just like tackle it, man. And the thing is, if it works out and you end up making a ton of money and you can leave the hospital, that's your dream, you know, that's the dream right there. And if it doesn't work out, at least you can say, hey, I tried it and it didn't work, but at least you tried it.
Well, congratulations on your success. It's a fun story. I love talking to people that are just, we're scared and nervous, but when they do something, then they jumped in and they have no regrets and they're loving life. And like, forget the money. It's you're doing something you like. You wake up, you want to go to work, you love the feedback from the clients, and you're building a great personal brand. Everybody knows your name now. I see your name everywhere out there. It's awesome. I love watching your journey out there. So you should be proud of yourself. You're an inspiration to all those future nurses out there that are thinking about doing something different. And maybe it's not medical aesthetics. Maybe they want to be a anesthesia nurse or a CRNA or whatever the heck it is. I mean, they don't have to do cosmetic medicine, but people need to chase their dreams. They need to get off their ass and just whatever lights them up, they need to go do something for themselves, you know?
Honestly, I mean, and I even tell people, like, they're like, where should I go get certified? I go to National Laser Institute. I go, honestly, there's a lot of places in town that they do this like certification, but I always tell them, like, they do the most comprehensive certification, whether it be injections or lasers or whatever. Because honestly, you've literally dialed it in so well that I don't see anybody that does it as well as you do, honestly.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Well, sir, if anybody wants to check you out, what cross streets are you on in Scottsdale?
Scottsdale and Shea.
Scottsdale and Shea, Glow Med Spa. Charles, what's your last name?
Small.
All righty. So people can just Google you and find you online, right?
Yeah, but no stalking, though.
No stalking. And on Instagram, people want to follow you on Instagram. What's your Instagram title?
It's at glow_medspa.
Beautiful. All right, sir. Well, nice catching up. Glad to see that you're having fun. And let's do this again one day in the future.
Absolutely, man. Thanks so much.
All right, have a good night. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.